Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat-Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat-Down. I'm here with Chris, who was in his car earlier, but fucking fucked up the Zoom. And I'm here with Dion, old deadly dick-ass nigga. But we're in
I got the meats, bitch.
You know what I hate? I hate when little niggas get fat people diseases. That shit is just so...
Do you have gout?
Diabetes.
My toe was tingling the other day.
Well, with that said, listen to us after the music.
You better get up, get out, and tune in to this podcast. It's Pat's true, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talk about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
I got nothing it, I got it.
Yeah, I know you got it. You got probably too much, right? They working you.
Shit, me, you got that right, they working the shit out of me. Been busy, 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 busy.
Before you look great. Sorry, you look great.
Well, we taping today, so that's all. Okay. I don't look like I steal out of Walmart today.
I know how you rehearse.
It's crazy because when you start a show and people see you on TV, they automatically think you're supposed to be glammed all the time. And I walk in here, no bra, my fucking hair down, ain't done, and they be looking like, what the fuck? And I'm like, sir, I'm not going to pick my titties up. Is there no need to pick my titties up? They're very heavy, and they're at their best when they're laying down on my stomach.
There's always a good reason to pick some titties up, but I understand what you're saying.
There's always somebody just staring at me. I'm like, what the fuck are you looking at? Because, you know, I know I'm not kidnappable. So, you know, I don't even know why you even got it in your head. Whatever you're thinking about me, you shouldn't even be thinking about me because it's just, it ain't going to work out. I'm too heavy to pick up. I don't fit in trunks. And you can't get me in your car for a sneaker.
What if they got one of them handicap vans with the lift on it?
But then that's a problem. Let me mute you for 1 second. Hold on one second. Take the fuck out. Hello?
Hey, Pat. I just want to remind you, do you know that today is the pre-sale for your 4 extra dates that we added for the spring?
Tell Jasmine and I'll do something right now.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, it's always fucking something, man. It's always something.
We heard that. I don't know if you know we heard that, but we heard that. So
that wasn't on mute?
No.
Today is the pre-sales of all my for my new shows that we just added, and I thought I hit mute, so it was my agent. So I'm like, what the fuck are you telling me for? Ain't nothing I could do about it. I said, okay, I'll make a video and tell everybody, hey, I got some new fucking dates coming.
Well, there it is, live in real time.
You know what's crazy? Because you don't, yeah, I mean, you've been knowing me now for almost at least 16, 17 years.
It's 18. It'll be 18 this year.
Is it 18?
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing coming about 23, 24 years. You know, to look at all of this shit to come that, you know, that's starting to happen after all that long period of time, I'm like, I see why some people get to Hollywood and really get drunk and on drugs. Something to take you the fuck away. It's like when they want you, everybody want. Thank God I'm fat, so everybody can peel a piece of me, and you know I'm out of the way. But when everybody wants you, then you know you just got you want to do this, you want to do that, and I'm like, you know, some shit I say yes to, and some shit I can't do that. I can't do that.
Can you talk about your process a little bit? How you pick some of the projects that you choose to do, and the reasons why you say yes versus some ones you say no to.
We don't need to, Chris Spiner.
I was gonna say that's
fucked up a good conversation.
Look, you said you didn't want two Chris Spangles, and so I aborted that chat. Talk shit about me, and I said goodbye.
Abortion is illegal, bro. You can't just be
Nick, motherfucker.
Sorry, I was driving. We had a school visit for my kid, and I was listening on the Zoom, but then when I tried to get in, it messed it all up. But you asked actually a really interesting question. Because I wondered that, like, how do you pick what projects you're going to do?
She on her lunch break, y'all, so that's why she...
Yeah, we literally have 25 a week to record the podcast right now.
I mean, usually my agents, they take a look at it and see what fits me. And if it work out, then if they like it, they'll send it to me. So... before it gets to me, the agents and the manager have already read it to see if it fits who I am.
Do you send them any type of direction on what type of projects to get you in?
I tell them what, like, comedy is most definitely first. Second, I want some drama roles, some more serious roles, just to, you know, to push my acting chops. So, you know, like, I take anything. I'm not going to get naked. I'm not doing porn. You know, I'm not chasing no man. I'm not doing the typical fat.
Cancel the calls, guys. She's not doing
it. Yeah, let me hang up again. Did they ever ask you, how did the pat down get through our process? You know, this project just isn't right for you.
So, you know, it's just things like that. My manager, my agent, and a lawyer, they all streamlined it. And if they don't think it'll fit, then they don't give it to me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've had a few things that this ain't me. You know, I don't see myself doing this. So I don't feel, you know, the more you learn how to act, the more when you read a project, you can tell if it's for you. Like, I'm working on something and I was like, damn, this kind of sound like me. So, you know, once I read it a couple of times and get it in my bones, you know, hopefully, you know, I can deliver the lines the way they want me to.
What's cool is the people that like your comedian friends have kind of gotten to a level that where they're making a bunch of projects. So they probably are writing for you and thinking Pat would be perfect for this.
Yeah, but it's also that also has a lot to do with who doing the project and, you know, what's the budget on the project. And because
but you ask a lot is what you're asking.
I you not know, doing any doing backyard no videos?
I can't be doing no iPhone movies.
I haven't told you this, but I had somebody reach out from Plainfield and they wanted you to come and host the Plainfield Awards banquet for the city, like on some Thursday night 6 months ago. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't say this, but I'm like, you have Dion and Chris money. You and she lives in Atlanta.
I mean, if they're to pay me, I'd have came to Plainfield.
Yeah.
Did y'all see my next door neighbor got locked up?
No, they arrested him. The
Which
guy
that
killed
his
wife.
Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm on my iPhone. He got locked up. And somebody sent me a picture saying, is this your neighbor? And I said, I don't know him. So I was taping and I went back and I said, oh my God, that's my next door neighbor. He was the weed man.
The weed man? What's his name? I'll look him up.
John, ain't it?
John the weed man. Type that in. See what you
know. No, I got his picture right here.
He didn't turn in.
Send it to Chris. You got Chris' number, Dion's number. She sent it to you now, Chris.
Okay.
So we ain't gonna say his name. So I get a call and they said, so you said, Chris. So they said, your neighbor is telling. I was like, that's not my fucking neighbor. What are you talking about? Not putting two and two together. Make sure you erase this man's name.
What? 46, 5'11, 225, hair blonde.
I mean, he's just the one across the street from the house.
He looked like he scalped concert tickets.
They walked him right across the street to the jail.
They must, because you know I live right across the street from the jail. They must have walked him right across the street. They didn't even burn no gas for him.
Man, so he was selling weed or what?
Look at the charges. I mean, pull it up. It was like all kinds of shit. I'm like,
how did you get Hodge?
Oh, that was my African friend who told on him.
Oh, okay.
I told him.
Can you shut up? I'm podcasting. God damn. I'm talking to you. He talking to me like I ain't talking to y'all.
What's up, Nakia?
What's up, Dina?
Okay, so he was arrested for dealing in marijuana, hash oil, hashish, salvia.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Possessive of marijuana.
That nigga went to the barbershop. Let me get the cactus.
Look. Went to the barbershop and asked for the cactus.
Let me get the cactus.
Talk about lifting titties.
Exactly what that bullshit looked like. I tried to tell that nigga to cut that shit off his motherfucking head. I want that cactus with no oil in it. With no oil.
It's gonna be a dry summer, baby.
But yeah, so. I kind of, but their house just caught on fire too. It was so crazy. It is just crazy. It's Breaking Bad shit.
That was same guy.
Your kid. Oh, okay, that guy's house did not burn down an accident.
No, that nigga was cooking up the cocoa.
He didn't get arrested. So yeah, you said after a podcast, because there was unfortunately a death in your neighborhood, and then the same day your neighbor's house burned down, and it was the weed man. His house burned out? Come on.
I didn't even know that, because to me he worked in the Social Security office, so I didn't even know. You know, I was like, what the fuck is going on in Plainfield? They're really gotten white.
What do you mean gotten?
Gotten.
Always flag. Been.
We were white until you guys moved to town. I was looking through my yearbook the other day of my senior class. There was not one black person in my senior class.
So I showed up.
There's literally Nikea. I think you were the first black person in like 50 years.
I know.
I just made that up.
I'm the type of person where I don't want to be in a space where it's all one type of people. Yeah. Man, don't get me wrong. I love my black people. I love niggas and I love Nick Rose. But I'm gonna need some hunkies, some crackers, some whites, and all of that good stuff. I'm gonna need everything. I just like to be around different people, you know, because it's just when When it's just one type of people, it's one type of conversation. When it's all type of people, I can leave a conversation and walk over here to you. And so you really look nice today with your knees out and the snow on the ground today, Chris.
Well, thank you. You look nice with the snow on your elbows, Miss Pat.
Yes. I can't have them conversations if it's just one type of people at a function. So I like to go somewhere where there's all types of people. I just like different people. I love just to see what people look like. The older I get, the more I just start looking at people. And I ask myself sometimes, I say, why did God do his teeth like that? Why did God do their nose like that? You know, I got a lot of questions for the good Lord.
I don't know that I would have moved downtown if it hadn't been for the pat down. So I think, but now that we live here, I'm glad we live here because it's way more fun. Like when you live in suburbia, like Plainfield, it's boring. But when you live in Plainfield, yeah, I used to get defensive about that, but like when I lived in Greenwood or Plainfield or Southport, it's just boring. It's just shopping malls. Now that we're downtown, you know, I have a black neighbor, a Korean neighbor, white neighbor, Muslim neighbor, like, and we have block parties and like you learn a shit ton from each other. And then they go, don't trust the, you know, it's like,
I can hear the whites now talk about, you just don't know how to party.
Well, that's true. I did go to bonfires, but
not Kill took me to a bonfire at a friend's house, and I felt like they was like sit around and tell spooky stories. I think I told y'all.
It was Hawkins' house. You remember Hawkins?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was. I went to their house, and we sitting in the back, and the mama never really came out and sat around and tell us spooky stories. And I was like, "Well, I used to sell crack," and everybody froze.
Yeah, like for reference, like Mike Epps just moved in and three blocks over, he's revitalizing like a whole corridor of houses, probably five blocks over. But it's just, there's always something to do here. There's always like, I think you always used to say there's nothing to do in Indiana. And I think if you had lived downtown kind of where I'm at, I think you would have felt a little bit different about it versus Plainfield. Like, it's not like Atlanta.
But if you would come to Atlanta and live for 1 year, you would never go back to Indy. And you can come and go like to
Kate. I'd be like Kate. I'd go back.
Kate is different. Kate is different.
Trust me. I lived there for about, what was it, 6 months total. Yeah.
Podcast, Dion, you were like, I can't wait to get the fuck
out of here. Yeah. It's just traffic. Too many people. It's too many people.
Well, that's what happened when you're from homegrown Indiana. There's nothing to fucking do. Dion never seen that many people wear different outfits. He's so used to being in the same outfits for 2 weeks. So he saw everybody changing clothes. He was like, what is going on? Where is everybody going?
It sounds like it's a communist country that everybody just
like, why everybody got more than four outfits? What is going on? Why y'all so busy?
Y'all change everything down there. Y'all change y'all sex. Y'all change y'all clothes. Y'all change lanes. Y'all don't give a fuck.
We don't give a fuck.
Why do they have so many hats there?
Yeah, that's what Dion was saying. What is going on?
She took me to the worst place you could take a nigga who ain't never been to Atlanta before. I'm going to go to the ball, get my eyebrows done real quick. We walk in, a nigga getting kicked out the ball. Crackhead, she running back and forth, security guard like, gone with that bullshit.
Well, that's the West End. I didn't take you to Lenny's. If I would have took you to Lenny's, they'd have been snatching people Louis Vuitton bags and Gucci bags and, you know, different shit. So it's different strokes for different folks. If I would have took you to Alpharetta, everybody would be like, yeah. So I try to take you where, you know, you fit in.
So I figured that the nigga ball with the crackhead getting kicked out. I'm so happy you think so highly of me.
I just wanted to give you some Atlanta experience. You know, if you don't get robbed by the water boy and nobody just jump on top of your car and start watching your wonders and crackheads get malls, you got to get the whole Southern experience. So
the
you can
first love. Gig, Chris, pull up in the parking lot, two gay men having sex in the car.
Is that the same place where there was the crackhead mom with the baby and no shoes on?
Yes. Welcome to Atlanta. Like, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah, but like, I don't know what it is. Helium's like they're always in nice places, but like comedy clubs are always in the worst parts of town. I don't know why.
Yeah, that one, I'll never forget that one. That window was fogged out. That man walked out. I was like, he's naked, Dion.
Oh, I saw.
I said, don't look. I said, don't look. They might give you some dick, Dion. Just look straight ahead.
That line was around the corner.
We've been doing this for 5 years almost, and your career and life is insanely different from where we were, like during COVID, for instance. is there part of you that kind of misses the little weird stuff that happens on the road when you're out now that you've been touring for the last year?
What do you mean weird stuff?
I don't know. Just being out in the front of the club, seeing two gay men having sex at 11 p.m. and, weird little things that happen on the road that probably don't happen to you when you're on tour.
I'm the same person. So, I just see myself as a regular old person. I mean, if you want to fuck in your car, that's your car. All I ask is that you don't fuck in my car. I still respond the same way. I don't say,
Let me ask this. I feel like you have less time to hang out.
I don't hang out. I do not. I wish, I've been talking about going to open mics for the last 2 months because I'm writing a whole new album. And I just don't have time. I don't have time to do shit. By the time I get home from recording this show, I'm fucking exhausted. By the time I come out the road, I got one day a week when the show ends, then I'm off to the next thing.
Yeah, I was watching the clip of you talking about me on Rogan and thinking about that trip to LA. It's like, man, I miss Miss Pat. We haven't talked in a while. We don't get to hang out, but it's like she doesn't get to hang out with anybody. I wonder if that bugs her.
I keep saying I gotta take some time for myself. My house is almost done. So if I can just, I gotta call by some time.
Yeah, and plus, like a month off.
Yeah, I need to give everybody some time off too.
Yeah.
I mean, we just working. Like my schedule is coming in now and it's just shit. I think we booked through May.
Uh-oh.
She just fell off. I think it's Love for Miss Pat, maybe. I think she posted the clip. There's a bunch of awesome Miss Pat. And so she was talking about her white friend Chris on Rogan, which still is surreal, about how I was scared to go over to her house. And I was like, man, I don't think I've talked to Miss Pat on the phone 3 months. So you just sort of, I can't wait till she builds her studio so we can actually all get together and hang out, because we haven't been able to hang out together in a while.
Since was it Butler?
Butler, yeah.
Man. That was in September?
Yeah, my isn't the 9th birthday. I just think her schedule has to be so tiring.
It is tiring, but I'm 51, 2 years old in April, so I gotta work.
But you got it, like,
my phone don't get no rest. It's died on you.
In your line of work, you gotta get it while it's good.
You gotta get it while it's good, because you see that man on the internet who's floating all around, who just left that 50-something-year-old woman. And for some reason, when we get a little dust and a few little gray hairs down there, nigga want a motherfucking younger pussy. So I gotta get it while I get it.
What Hollywood, man is this?
Hollywood is gonna leave you like an abusive act.
Y'all didn't see about what's her name? Gail Lewis. So it's this lady on the internet. She goes on there and says she called her husband with his mistress. They've been married for 20-some years. And this thing blew the fuck up.
She's a Walmart lady?
No. This man left her for somebody who looked just like her. I would ask Gary, if you're going to leave me, don't let the bitch resemble me. Okay? Don't get you a whole nother face looking bitch. Don't get nobody who act like me, who smell like me, who talk like me, who look like me. Matter of fact, nigga, don't even get a fat bitch. I want you to get a bitch you throw up every day.
So just Leslie Jones?
Yeah, leave Leslie Jones alone, Garrett.
That'll be all right, too.
If Niecy Nash comes around.
Yeah, just go get a bitch that look totally different. Matter of fact, I want your next bitch to be blind so she can't know you fast. That's exactly what I want. So leave me the fuck alone. If you're going, I don't, like I always say, I hate when old men's cheat because they don't got that 20-year-old dick. 30-year-old guys don't even got that 20-year-old dick. So why you out here sharing that soft meat? You out here motherfucking giving bitches dilly sandwich dicks. Why are you spreading
dilly? What fairy queen is that?
Dilly sandwich. Dilly meat. Dilly or deli meat is soft.
I thought you said
I was trying to say, you out here giving people deli sandwich dick. Deli sandwich. You know, like the deli meat is soft.
Okay. Yeah, not a dilly bar sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay.
We took a school tour at a kindergarten class, and that's exactly how the teacher was talking. Deli dick meat.
I'm out here sharing deli dick meat. You know, eat that shit at home in the fridge. You know that shit. Wake up on the weekend.
They've got Viagra now.
Viagra don't help everybody, okay? Viagra helps some people, not everybody.
If his dick don't work, why you mad he cheating? I don't even understand that.
I mean, yeah. You can be at home talking to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm mad. Now you gonna share the conversation? That's all I got from you is conversation. You gonna share that too? Shit too?
Now you're talking him into it. Stop.
Dirty motherfucker. Don't share the conversation. That's all you got.
So don't talk to nobody.
I know you've got to go at 3:35. So we got to start wrapping up. I just heard that you are adding dates.
Mm-hmm. What's on sale, Jasmine?
Lexington, Kentucky.
All right, so I just added new dates to my tour. Lexington, Kentucky. I'm on my fucking way. New Orleans. Woo, bitch. It's time to get some food. I ain't never performed in New Orleans before. I'm on my fucking way. What's the date for New Orleans? Don't know it. Give me the next.
Cincinnati,
Ohio. I'm on my fucking way. Did you send those dates over to him and put on the website?
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. I'm on my fucking way. So make sure y'all get y'all tickets. Go to MissPatComedy.com. And I got some big news coming up. I cannot wait to tell y'all what I'm up to or what I got coming, but I can't wait to show y'all. It is so fucking exciting. I can't wait. So make sure y'all go to MissPatComedy.com and get your tickets. And thank you for supporting the podcast. Thank you for everybody in the Patreon. I truly, Dion and Chris, truly, we all truly appreciate y'all for supporting us. Our podcast house is almost up. When that said, y'all have a great fucking night. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.